Hallelujah. Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Welcome, everyone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good to see everyone this morning. Welcome to those online. Let's start praise and worship together this morning. Stand this morning. Hallelujah. We are here to meet with God.
Amen.
And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you take control of this entire service. Hallelujah. We worship you this morning. Thank you, Father. We place you in the highest place. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Stand up all together. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He is good all the time. He is faithful. We bless you, Father. We bless you, Father. We place you in the highest place. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
On the highest place, for you, I
know you fight for me. You will acquit me, stand for me and avenge me. All my adversaries, I face an enemy stronger than I, but there is no day you will not answer when I call upon thee. I'm gonna sing it again. Oh, I know you fight for me. You will acquit me, stand for me and avenge me of all my adversaries. I face an enemy stronger than I, but there is no day you will not answer when I call upon thee. Oh, I know where my help comes from. Sing with me, my Father.
My Father, my fighter. You fight.
is good.
All the time.
We serve an awesome God. He's awesome in all of his ways. Father, we know that you are here with us. And greater things shall happen in our lives today. This is a marked out day. A day, O God, of your abundance. A day of your peace. A day, O God, that we will rejoice and be glad in. A day that we can declare boldly, we beseech you now, send now prosperity. Prosperity in every area. Prosperity in our health. Prosperity in our minds, in our emotions, in our finances. In every enterprise we engage in, we speak prosperity. For your word says, O God, let all the earth praise the Lord. And then it says, the earth will yield its increase. We speak to you, earth, yield your increase to us. Obey the instruction of the Lord. Obey now, we say. Earth, yield your increase to us now. In the mighty name of Jesus. For our Father declares over us that we are blessed in our going out and in our coming in, and that no evil shall ever befall us. We rest in your eternal word, Father, as we magnify you this day in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give a good clap offering unto the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Worship team, let's just do it one more time. Judah.
Yeah.
all together. I will stand still and know.
I will stand still and know.
May be seated. Thank you so very much, worship team. You're all looking great. Amen. We can let in the people on YouTube and Facebook at this point. Hallelujah. Today is Missions Sunday. It's the last Sunday of this month. And part of what we commit ourselves to do this special day is honor God. Amen? Honor God with a special offering for missions. Praise the Lord. So I hope and I pray that you reminded yourself about the very fact that today is the day that we give double offerings. We give our regular offerings and then we give unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Unto the Lord concerning what is so dear to him, souls. This morning, it is my great privilege to have a very dear woman of God with us all the way from Jerusalem, Israel. Ah, there you are, Sister Ruth. Praise the Lord. Amen. Today, I want to interview this dear lady. A woman of God, a woman that is touching lives in so many ways. I got to meet with her. I've not met her in person yet, but we've been talking, we've been chatting, and it's a joy to have you today, Sister Ruth. Bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Oh, you're muted. Okay.
Oh, no, I unmuted myself.
Oh, there you are. There you are. Okay. There you are.
Thank you, Bishop Zeno. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. And how are you?
Hold on. Someone's just trying to call me and I have to tell them not to call. Okay.
Okay.
Forgive me. I'm so sorry.
Technology.
Technology, well, exactly. Yes. You can't be left alone. But greetings to all of you from Jerusalem, from Yerushalayim.
Amen. Thank you so very much. We extend our greetings to you too. Shalom, you. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Well, it is not hidden from us that Israel has been going through a very interesting time, actually for, 18 plus months. And most recently, you went through 12 days of just, a war.
Yes.
I want to know what has been happening. How have you all been faring in Israel? We're so far away from it. All we see is what's happening in the news. But that doesn't tell us the whole story. What has been happening?
First of all, I think the news in North America is telling it totally wrong on most of the stations. But let me tell you, as an Israeli and as a Jewish woman, how it feels here. It feels almost as if every day we're going through miracles.
Hmm.
It's difficult. It's not easy running into bomb shelters 3, 4, 5 times a day. We have, where I work at Emuna, Israel, we have residential cares. We have over 1,000 children that live by us in our residential homes. And they have been living in bomb shelters for those 12 days. And
wow.
Before that, in the South, because of what happened in October 7th and then 8th, they've been running back and forth to bomb shelters. We've had over 4,000 missiles launched at us in less than 18 months. So on one hand, it can be very, very stressful, to be honest. You know, everything during the 12-day war just now, everything was closed. Only emergencies were allowed to happen. Some food stores were open. Most of us, again, lived in bomb shelters. But we saw the hand of God in almost everything that we did. Hold on. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because it's okay. They're trying me again. We're living the prophecies, and there's pros and cons that everything that is in Hebrew scriptures is coming true. It has been coming true for the last 2 years, and we're seeing it unfold miraculously. And that even the technology that has enabled Israel to protect itself and shoot down thousands of missiles, literally, that technology is a blessing, a bracha, a blessing from heaven. And the technology that he has given us into America and that. So on one hand, bishops, I want to tell you, we feel so connected to God, even more secular Jews that maybe didn't have a religious bend to them and they weren't practicing per se.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody feels the miracles here. We feel we are united as we haven't been in a very, very long time, and that's very important. And again, we know that God has our back and everything is in God's hands. And so having that emuna, that faith that Hashem will protect us, even in the pain of loss, because we have lost some beautiful souls during this war for sure. People that their buildings were blowing up, they hit a hospital and people were hurt. But so there is sadness, there's tremendous sadness every day from that, but there's the feeling that God is there watching us.
Praise God. Thank God for the powerful move of Hashem in touching lives and keeping lives through this difficult time. You've painted a very interesting picture for us. But as you shared, what came through to me was the fact that God was doing all of this, but he worked through men. He worked through science. He worked through physics and chemistry, and all of that was happening at a very specific time in the history of man, that knowledge has been given so that missiles coming in have been shot. It's like trying to shoot a bullet off. How do you do that? Only the grace of God makes things like this possible. And I know once in a while, you know, one will slip through to show us more clearly that if all of those things had landed, nobody will be moving around. But grace is sufficient. And I thank God today that He's keeping His people from evil. That brings me to this point, that you and Emona are serving the people, children, orphans, ministering to them, teaching them how to live life and grow up and become responsible citizens in the land. And I know that without support, that becomes even more difficult. So today, I want to hear from you, what kind of things is Emona doing, and how are you serving the community?
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Emona, which was started 90 years ago, it was started before the Holocaust by a group of religious women who brought children from Europe and from Arab countries, Jewish children, and gave the first shelters in this country were built by Emuna women. And again, Emuna means faith. And when the women started the organization, they had full faith that Hashem, that God would bring our people back from all four corners of the world and come back to the Holy Land. And that's why it's called Emuna. Since we started 90 years ago, we currently take care of 10,000 children every day in our various, whether it's our residential homes, or the orphanages, whether it's our schools. We have subsidized daycare centers. We have the largest network of subsidized daycare centers for single parents or widows. We deal with a lot of, unfortunately, currently, quite a lot of young ladies have lost their spouses in the war. They were soldiers and they fell in war. So we have a couple dozen widows in our care that we take care of their children. We send food packages, gifts every week. We also take care of the elderly. We have, thank God, Israel is blessed with a lot of senior citizens, and a lot of them are still from the Holocaust, and a lot of them come from when the Jews were expelled from Arab countries. They came here, and they're now in their 80s and 90s, and Emuna cares for them. We have food packages. We send resources. We take them to medical care. We provide the medical care. We provide mental health services for all the family. You know, Bishop, one of the things that has been happening, especially now with the war, to the thousands of people that we serve and all over Israel, there's a tremendous mental health crisis right now, to be honest. Israelis by nature are very, very strong. We've been through a lot. Any Israeli here, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, who has grown up in the land of Israel has gone through a lot. There's always been intifadas. There has been terrorist attacks, wars. So we're not unused to that. But the last 18 months has caused tremendous, what we call PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome. We are seeing it as never before, whether it's in the young, children, or the old. And children, for instance, in our care, the nearly 1,000 children that we keep in our residential homes, they've all been suffering tremendous anxiety and depression. And we have to bring in additional support, mental health services. We bring in dog therapy. We have sport therapy. We have art therapy. We have a lot of ways so that it's a holistic environment. The goal is to help our people be strong and healthy. And at a time of war, it's even harder to do that. You know, we can put on a smile, but sometimes inside we're crying. Crying is one thing, but the anxiety is extremely real. So PTSD is a major issue. And Emuna, we have 13 of the country's largest crisis counseling centers. So we deal in the crisis counseling centers with literally thousands of people. We have a special service for the soldiers who, when they come out of the, many of them have been going back and forth to reserves many, many times. It's affecting them emotionally. It's affecting their families. You can only imagine what it's like to go into the army every 3-4 months and leave your wife and your 2-3-4 children at home, little children, and you don't know what tomorrow will bring. So that anxiety is very real. And prayer is one thing, and everyone relies on that, but we also have to be given the tools to survive every single day, to be able to get up and go to work and get our children out to school, especially if our spouse is in the army and we don't know what's going to be. So I would say the biggest thing we need is prayers. We need prayers for sure, and we appreciate all the prayers that you all give to us. But we do need financial support in terms of helping the orphans and the widows that we are serving. And that special campaign specifically for the widows and orphans is something that you might be very interested in, or it could be just helping, you know, we have a lot of shelters, and that's the important thing, is keeping people safe, providing the staff that is necessary, the food that is necessary, and most importantly, again, the mental health services. In all of our homes, for instance, it's two staff to one child sometimes, because these children have suffered so much that you need staff 24/7, right? So you have to have not only a therapist, but a social worker, and then someone that sleeps with them every night in their dormitories. So Emuna maintains these services, and thank God we've been doing it for 90 years, and God willing, we will continue to do it and serve the people of Israel humbly.
Amen. You know, the word of God says we should pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem represents all Israel. We're going to do exactly what you've asked us to do. I was thinking that we'll do that. Then you start mentioning it. We're going to pray. And saints, our mission's commitment today is going to go to help support. It might be a widow's mite, but God is able to increase that which we give. Amen? So, will you rise with me this moment? Rise with me. I'm going to ask Mama to come. We're going to stand together in agreement. We're going to pray for Sister Ruth and for the organization that she is working with, the Emuna Group. Notice she said it started about 90 years ago. That's before even the establishment of the nation. God has a way of getting us ready for what is needed. And so we are going to trust God today to heal the people of God from their anxieties. And it's real. It's real. That the word of God will take root in their hearts like never before. Not every Jew is a practicing Jew, just like not every Canadian or American is a practicing Christian. But this nation was founded on those principles, on Judeo-Christian principles. So we're going to pray that God will touch his people, heal their hearts, mend them, their broken hearts. Jesus, our Lord, said he was anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. And he said to heal brokenhearted people, to set the captives free, to declare the acceptable year of the Lord, and said, today this word is fulfilled in your midst. We will declare that it is now so for these saints of God, not just for Israel, but Palestinians, they are also sons. Arabs are also sons of Abraham. We're going to pray for all of God's children, that every one of them receive the healing of God, and that peace will reign in the land to the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And that God will bless that which we give today. Amen. Mama, please pray.
Shalom, Sister Ruth. Let us
Shalom.
Pray. Let's pray for our beloved nation, Israel, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that God will grant the people peace, children, adults. As a child, I lived through a war, and it is traumatizing, especially for children. May God heal the hearts of your people.
Amen.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we have no other hope but you. You are our living hope.
Yes,
we call upon you, Almighty God. You who made heaven and earth, remember your people.
Yes, Father.
Remember the nation of Israel.
Yes, Lord.
Remember your everlasting covenant you've made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You will bless those who bless Israel,
yes,
and
Lord.
Curse those who curse Israel.
Yes, Lord.
You will fight for your people.
Yes, Father.
And you've shown yourself powerful. You've shown yourself mighty.
Yes,
the enemy came like a flood, but you raised a standard against them.
Oh,
Father, continue to raise a standard against every foe.
Amen.
And every enemy of Israel.
Yes, Father.
Save your people, Lord.
Save, Lord.
Save your people, Lord.
Save, Father.
Comfort your people.
Yes, Lord.
Comfort your children.
Oh,
gather them together. The enemies of the past could not destroy them, neither the enemy of today or tomorrow. Lord, I continue to arise and let your enemies be scattered. Bring your people together. Heal the hearts of the broken. Heal the hearts of your people. Heal the widow. Heal the orphans. Heal the young men and women. Even those who are fighting and protecting. Some have not been with their families for a while. Father, comfort your people. Strengthen them, O God. May they continue to look up, O God. For our help comes from you, the maker of heaven and earth. Comfort your people, Lord. You who do not sleep nor slumber, watch over your people.
Oh God.
Watch over the children in shelter.
Oh God.
She said those 12 days children remain in the shelter. Comfort them.
Yes,
children,
Lord,
are meant to play outside, run around, play in innocence. But Lord, these children are subject to war. Father, protect your children.
Amen.
Comfort everyone from age 120 plus to zero form.
Yes,
those in seed form, those in the womb,
yes,
those
Lord,
who are feeling the pain, heal, restore, and make them whole.
Amen.
Restore your people, Lord.
Yes,
you have shown you are the God who made heaven and earth.
Yes.
And you are on the Lord's, and Israel's on your side,
yes,
and
Lord,
you are on their side.
Yes,
you have proven to the world that you can stop the hand of the enemy.
Yes.
Continue to stop their hand.
Yes.
Heal those who have lost families.
Yes,
heal their families, oh God. Comfort them, Lord.
Amen.
As they mourn, we pray, oh God, that the days of mourning will not be forever.
Yes,
that they will laugh again and
Amen.
Rejoice again.
Amen.
Bring
Amen.
Peace to Jerusalem.
Amen.
Bring peace to the whole nation of Israel.
Yes,
your word says all Israel shall be saved.
Yes.
Israel, your glory.
Yes.
Israel carved in the palm of your hand.
Yes.
Israel, your firstborn.
Yes.
All we can say is God, continue to fight for your people,
Amen.
Lord. Give them joy and laughter again.
Amen.
A day is coming where there will be no more war, but only peace.
Yes.
We speak your peace now.
Amen.
Peace, peace, peace.
Yes,
within
Lord,
her walls and prosperity to her palaces.
Amen.
All the money they need for repair and restoration and to take care of the people, provide, oh God.
Yes,
provide in the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
give your
name,
people to provide,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we give you praise.
Amen.
And we thank you for raising Omuna 90 plus years ago to take care of all kinds of needs, social
yes.
needs, and people need.
Yes,
we
Lord,
bless them in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
let that ministry continue to flourish.
Mm.
Continue to raise great women and great men who will continue with this legacy
yes,
of
Father,
helping the needy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
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 Father, we thank you for the release of the remaining hostages.
Yes.
Lord, that touch hearts.
Amen.
That minds align with your will.
Yes.
That the dead and the living be released. We speak this in the authority of your name. So let it be. We receive them back into the land of Israel. We receive them back and we hand them to their families.
Amen.
Father, let it now be so.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Sister Ruth, we are so thankful that you're able to spend this time with us. You may, if you want to, continue with us as we continue with the service. But I know that you are also very busy. And if you have to go, that is just fine too. Amen. And you'll hear from us. And saints, like I said, our special offering for missions today
thank
is
you so
going
much.
To go. Thank
and
you.
You all are such, you're such godly people. Thank you for your prayers and your support.
Thank you.
From Israel to you, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Bless you. Mm-hmm. Amen. So saints, we'll be reminded about what we're going to be doing today. Don't tip on this mission offering. Go deep. Let us do something tangible. Amen? In faith and by faith. Praise God. God bless you. Mama.
Praise God. Praise God. How many we give to the support of Israel? Praise the Lord. So let's do our best and do so. If you didn't plan and you didn't have the money to give this money, give it in the evening, but try to do your best and give today. Hallelujah. Let us pray. It's time to pray for our children. Rest as you come, the rest of you seated, to stretch your hands towards our beautiful children. Father, we thank you that every child belongs to you. Thank you for all our families, all our biological children, spiritual children, partners, friends, extended families, children standing in this altar, those listening to our voice far and near. We lift everyone before you, everyone from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth. Every decade of life, we lift everyone before you. We declare your lordship, that you reign over everyone, that our hearts will be turned to you, that our hearts will worship you, our hearts will magnify your holy name. And as we lift you up, we know you will draw all men unto you. Draw your people to yourself, O God. In the days where the world is creeping in so much into the lives of your people, may your people turn their heart back to you with intention to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Let these children not grow away from you, but grow towards God. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch their character, touch their spirit, touch their soul, touch their body. May they be godly children, goodly children, children that love God with all their heart, spirit, soul, and body, that God becomes a priority in their life, not a lower priority, but the highest. Like we sang this morning, we place you in the highest place. May they place you in the highest place of their lives so that every other thing will be added to them. In the name of Jesus, keep them healthy, strong, vibrant, rejoicing. Keep them in the state of innocence and keep them in the place where they lift you up higher. Bless your name, O Lord, that they will bless the Lord at all times. And your praise will continually be in their mouth. We bless your holy name. Have your way in our lives. Continue to give you thanks for putting them as head and not tail. Scholarship, blessings. But the blessing will not be their God, but the God who blesses will be their God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, bless you. Father, we thank you for those that are sick. We declare your healing virtue to flow to them. Be healed, be restored, be made whole, be strengthened in your inner man and in your physical man. In Jesus' mighty name. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into the service. Spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word, rest in our lives, in our homes, in our neighborhood, our church, our city, that we will give you glory all the time. Be in this service with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Our scripture reading this morning is be Obadiah. There's only one chapter in Obadiah, so there are 21 verses. So you can, it's Obadiah. Praise the Lord. All right, everybody should be there by now. The vision of Obadiah, thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard he's one of the minor prophets. We have the major prophets in the Bible, the minor prophets, but the prophet is still a prophet. Major or minor, they speak in the word of the Lord. Some words have come to pass, some are still to come to pass. The vision of Obadiah. So this is what he saw. So he's speaking what he saw. Thus said the Lord God concerning Edom. Now if you know Edom, that's Esau's family. We have heard a rumor from the Lord. An ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise ye and let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen. Thou art greatly despised. The pride of thine heart had deceived thee. Thou dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that seeth in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? May the Lord deliver every one of us from the heart of pride in the name of Jesus. Pride that exalts your heart above the things of God. It's a good prayer for you to pray on a daily basis. Lord, cleanse my heart from pride and arrogance, from my own strength in the name of Jesus. You should be saying a big amen. Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set the nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. May the Lord lift you up and not bring you down, in the name of Jesus. If you have pride, you will come down. May you be proud of the things of God, but get rid of pride from your life. Say amen. Verse 5, if thieves came to thee, if robbers by might, how are they cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the grape gatherers came to thee, would they not leave some grapes? How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All the men of the confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding in him. I hope you know Esau is the father of the Arab nations. So can Arabs be saved? Yes, there are many that are saved. Praise the Lord. And Jacob, which became Israel, father of the Jewish state. May we continue to pray for both Isaac's children, Israel and Esau. The problem you saw now in the Middle East, the war is still going on because of that. So we must pray for both sides. Say, I will pray. Shall I not in that day, saith the Lord, even destroy the wise men out of Edom and understanding out of the mount of Esau? And thy mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end that every one of the mount of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. So there is no point fighting against Israel. You will always lose. That's the word of the Lord. But we pray for salvation to come to them in the name of Jesus. Verse 10, for thy violence against thy brother, Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. So Israel will always win, because Jacob is Israel. In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces, and foreigners entered into his gates, and cast lots upon Jerusalem, even thou wast as one of them. But thou should not have looked on the day of thy brother in the day that he became a stranger. Neither should thou have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither should thou have spoken proudly in the day of distress. May we learn from Scripture not to do this against Israel, not to do it against one another, in the name of Jesus. Thou should not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou should not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. Neither should thou have stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that did escape. Neither should thou have delivered up those of his that did remain in the day of distress. Never be on the against the children of God. Be on the Lord's side. For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thy own head. In other words, whatever you sow when somebody is going through distress is the same measure you're going to get back. May we sow good seeds in the name of Jesus. For as you have drunk upon your holy upon my holy mountain, so shall all the heathen drink continually. Yea, they shall drink, and they shall swallow down, and they shall be as though they had not been. May the Lord have mercy upon every one of us and the nations of the earth. Verse 17, but upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Somebody shout hallelujah. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble, and they shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken it. Somebody say, Lord, have mercy. Verse 19. And they of the south shall possess the mount of Esau, and they of the plain the Philistines, and they shall possess the fields of Ephraim and the fields of Samaria, and Benjamin shall possess Gilead. Whatever those nations have now, it will eventually leave them. The possessors are coming from where they did not expect. May we possess our possessions. And may the Lord have mercy on our nations. You must pray for our leaders that they will never speak against Israel. Let God deal with Israel. It's not your place to speak against, but to pray for Israel and pray for Jerusalem. Say, somebody say, I will pray. Verse 20, and the captivity of this host of the children of Israel shall possess that of the Canaanites, even unto Zarephath. The captivity of Jerusalem, which is in Sepharad, shall possess the cities of the south, and the saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Somebody say amen. Let us rise and pray. Hallelujah. Father, we commit all the kingdoms into your hand. The kingdoms are the Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. It's not sometimes, forever. All belong to you. Father, have your way. Have your way in the nations. Have your way in Israel. Have your way in Jerusalem. Have your way. What you have declared before the foundations of the earth that are being played out now. May we remain on the Lord's side. May we continue to bless the name of the Lord. May we bless you at all times. And may your praise continually be in our mouth. Father, we give you praise. We thank you for the miracles that you have been doing. In this last few weeks, we saw how your hand moved. We saw that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That you will continually fight for your people. That you are a covenant-keeping God. That you will do what you say you will do. You fight every battle, and every victory is ours. Father, we bless your holy name. We saw how the enemy sent so many ammunition against your people, and we saw how you defeated them. A few went through, but you have saved your people. Lord, restore your land. Restore peace, O God, that there'll be tourism again, that many nations will go back to Israel and celebrate the word of the Lord and see that God reign. For thousands of years, you have kept the land. You said, this is your land. Your name is written there. This is your place. Father God, bring peace to your people, Lord. Peace to Jerusalem and prosperity to her palaces. Continue to provide. Those who have deep pockets, may they release the money to help rebuild and to heal your people, Lord. Take care of the widows and the orphans, the soldiers, the leadership, and give them wisdom, Lord. And Lord, out of your blessed covenant you've made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and you say, out of him shall all nations be blessed. We receive that blessing for the nation of Israel, for Canada, United States of America, for Nigeria. We receive it for Mali. We receive it for Senegal. We receive it for Kenya. We receive it for all the islands of the seas and all the nations where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord. Hear their cry and save your people, Lord. Save your divine, save. Draw the hearts of men back to you. You say in the last days, you will draw the heart of the sons to the fathers to the sons. Draw the heart of your people back to you, Abba Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal our land and heal our nations. Turn every wicked heart back to you, O God. In the name of Jesus, cause us to call upon you in our homes, in the congregation, wherever we are, to know that only you can save. Saviors shall come. Saviors shall come. That means helpers shall come. Jesus, you are the Savior, but you have so many hands that can help to save and do things. Lord, bring them in our midst. Send them to Israel. Send them to us. Help from above. In the name of Jesus. Father, be in the service this morning. Heal your people. Restore them, Lord. Heal their broken heart. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the weak say, I am strong in the Lord. And let those who have no food feed them, Lord. Heal and heal your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your word come with power, grace, favor, and mercy this morning. And truth, healing, and deliverance. And wholeness, and blessings, and prosperity. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for who you are. Bless every offering given today. Tithes and offering, the one for the church, the one that is going to Israel. Bless every one of them. In Jesus' mighty name, and replenish the pocket of your people abundantly. In Jesus' name we declare so done. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Pause.
If the enemy's agenda.